Singers, if you want to make your way up here, my singer designated helpers. There's a last run on the bank as the musicians, singers, helpers are coming up here to join me. All right, come on ahead, y'all. You can walk on it, it's okay. All right, let's start by singing tonight, Made in God's Image. Start out our scoring tonight for 100 points. Who wrote this song? Who wrote this song? Oh, one of the kids, preferably. Titus Coleman, who wrote this song? Mr. Ben, give 100 points to the Orange Team. Rebound question to this side. What was the name of my team 2 or 3 years ago? David. The Sharks. Let's hear for the Sharks. Very good. 100 points to the Green Team. And so we start out tonight tied 100 to 100. Let's sing it through one more time, and then we'll move on. Ready? Once the fight began. Singer helpers, you all can go back to your seats. Looks like a lot of you are here. How many of you, this is your first night? I see one new face over here. There's one in the back. It looks like we have two. This, did you bring her? Right here? Yep, so we have. That's 300 points for the Orange Team! And then there in the back, is that your sister? Is that your sister there in the back? Did you bring her tonight? You bring her? Okay. Another 300 points for the Orange Team! Oh, Green, do y'all have any visitors tonight? That looks like a no. Okay, Green, y'all need to make some friends, okay? Since Orange is up, let's give Green an opportunity to redeem themselves. Green, come on up here and give us your cheer. What do you have? Let's see your participation. Let's see how everybody's cheering and taking place. Let's watch. The participation. I couldn't understand all the words the first time, so maybe next time get that nailed down a little bit. Very good, very good. All right. Who's ready for the most exciting part of the night? Who's ready for the most exciting part of the night? What is it? Do you know? Jokes! Yes, I'm so glad. Actually, I might include some trivia tonight. Do you guys know what trivia is? It's stuff that's sometimes cool to know. Not always, but sometimes cool to know. And so, let's start with some trivia. If coming from the land of... Oh, this is terrible. Where does Zoomerang take place in the land of? Say it! Australia, which is also known as the land down under, because it is so far down on the globe when we look at it there, way down south. Now, if you were in Australia, what's a greeting you might say to someone? What's a greeting you might say? Titus, what would you say? Hello, mate. What about good day, mate? Can you guys say that with me? Good day, mate. But you don't say good day, mate. It's good day. You like take out those two letters and it's good day, okay? Do that with me. Ready? Good day, mate. There you go. Now, what if I told you something was fair dinkum? What would that mean if I said fair dinkum? What do you think, Riley? Nope, not fair weather. If you invite your friend, Green Team, and they say they're going to come, and you ask them if they're going to come, they say fair dinkum, what would they be saying? What do you think? Nope, fair dinkum means for sure, genuine, you can count on it, 100%. So say it with me, fair dinkum. Try it again, fair dinkum. So far we've learned, good day, mate. Then we've learned, fair dinkum. Okay, now. What if I told you here tonight we have some blokes and some Sheilas? Where are my blokes? Blokes, if you're a bloke, raise your hand. Blokes are the guys. So blokes, wave your hand. There you go. And then we also have some Sheilas. Sheilas, wave your hands. Hi, blokes. Hi, Sheilas. So there you go. That's a nickname for guys and gals in Australia. You all are blokes and Sheilas. What if I invited you to my house and I said we're going to have a Barbie? What would that mean? A Barbie? Does that mean my daughters are going to get their dolls and have a little doll party? What is a Barbie? What do you think, Emily? A party, but specifically, what do you think? What do you think? They're in the pink. Yes, ma'am. Do you know? What? A barbecue! Very good. A barbecue. All right. Should we give another chance for teams to do cheers? Or should I tell some jokes first? Jokes. Okay, here we go. Jokes. Very good. Man, I told all the good ones already. Let's see if I can find some good ones. Did I tell this one yet? What's a kangaroo's favorite type of music? Hip hop. There you go. I don't know why. I don't like that one. What did one dingo say when he met another dingo? By the way, that animal there is a dingo. It kind of looks like a dog, kind of looks like a wolf. It's called a dingo. Everybody say, hi, dingo. Okay. What did one dingo say when he met another dingo? He said, how do you do? How old do you do? There you go. That one's free. Okay. What's a crocodile's favorite social media app? What is a crocodile's favorite social media app? Snapchat. There we go. Snapchat. There you go. Thank you. Finally. All right. Let's hear it this time first from the orange team. Let's see if they've got a good cheer for us, and then we'll go to the green team. Goodbye, and at the end, green team, let's see what you got. Good, very good. Let's go to our verses. Let's start by reviewing our theme verse. Before we do that, let's remember our theme for the week, the little words we say that express the theme for what we're learning this week. Who on either green or orange? All the way in the back, let's see, Titus, what's our theme this week? Say it with me. God values life. Say it again. God values life. On night one, we learned God made me. Say it with me. God made me. Last night, we learned I'm made with amazing design. Say that. I'm made with amazing design. And so tonight, our theme is going to be we should respect life. Say it with me. We should respect life. In fact, make it personal. Say, I should respect life. We're going to learn about that. Let's start with our theme verse, Psalm 139:14. Here we go. Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Psalm 139:14. All right, let's see if somebody on one of these teams can say it without looking at it. Jamara, think you can say it? All right, give her a hand. Good job. Let's move on to our second verse. The verse we learned on night one, Genesis. Somebody remember the reference? Oh, there it is. Genesis 1:27. Say it with me. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 1:27. That's kind of confusing because there's created he him. It's also in the image of God twice. And then male and female created he them. So it's a little confusing. Let's say it one more time. Let's see if we can get somebody to say it for us. Ready? Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 1:27. All right, let's see if somebody on this side can say Genesis 1:27. There with the flower on your head. Yes, ma'am. You go ahead. That's you. Somebody close by, listen, because I might not be able to hear her. Nailed it. Good job. Give her a hand. All right. Very nice. Okay. Excellent work. What should we do next? Jokes? Who here remembers what DNA stands for? Who can remember what DNA stands for? Front row? Yes, ma'am. What do you think? Yeah. Oh, that wasn't a good start. Let's see. Starts with D. Aria, you want to try it? Titus, you know? Just pronounce it the way you know. All right, here you go. Say it with me. Ready? Deoxyribo. Deoxyribo. Start with that. Deoxyribonucleic acid. Ready? Deoxyribonucleic acid. Nobody's checked me on it last night, so I think I have it right. That's off the top of my head. Okay, let's try it again. Ready? Deoxyribonucleic acid. A little faster. Deoxyribonucleic acid. A little faster. Deoxyribonucleic acid. All right, there you go. Now you can impress your friends. Tell them, I know what DNA stands for. If you can remember it. If not, it'll look kind of silly. Try it one more time. Deoxyribonucleic acid. And they are little tiny chains of information that God put into our body because God is an incredible designer. All right. For points. Nah, not yet. Nah, we'll wait. Let's introduce tonight's verse. We're going to go to the third night's verse, which is Luke 6:31. Say it with me. Luke 6:31. Now, this verse talks about the way we treat others. Did you know that you can treat others in a kind way? You can also treat people in an unkind way. This verse has often been called the golden rule. It's the rule of how you should treat others. And it says this, as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. And here's what it means. It means that we should treat others not the way they treat us, but the way we would like them to treat us. So the way that you wish other people would treat you, you should treat them that way. Unfortunately, sometimes we do this, especially with our siblings. Oh, but she did it to me, so I can do it to her. Oh, he did that to me, so I'm going to do it to him. Often we treat other people the way they treat us. But the Bible tells us in Luke 6:31 that we should treat people the way we would like to be treated, the way we wish that they would treat, that we would like to be treated ourselves, the way they should treat us. So maybe your brother says something really mean and unkind to you. Maybe he makes fun of you. And so immediately what you want to do is you want to say something back, right? You want to say something mean and unkind to him to make him feel bad. Is that what God says in this verse that we should do? No. God says the way that we wish other people would treat us, that's the way that we should treat them. In fact, Jesus says this is the way that God wants us to treat, because God values other people. God wants us to treat other people well because he loves them. Let's say Luke 6:31 together with me. Ready? Luke 6:31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6:31. Now, I broke my habit because I've been saying it a couple words at a time so y'all can repeat it. I broke it. Everybody go, shame, shame, shame. Ready? Shame, shame, shame. All right, here we go. Luke 6:31. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6:31. Now let's try to say it together. Ready? Luke 6:31. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6:31. Let's try just the orange team. Ready? Luke 6:31. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6:31. And I keep leaving the and off there. I need to do a better job. Green team, help me out. Here we go. Luke 6:31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6:31. Now just the blokes. Ready? Blokes? Luke 6:31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6:31. Now just the Sheilas, ready? Luke 6:31. And all right. Now, 4 points. Our theme verse, reference, and verse. Let's see who's got it. 4 points this time. You think you know? Nope, not this one. Our theme verse. I probably wasn't very clear. Our verse for the whole week. Our big, important verse that we're saying every night. We learned it last night again. Reference and verse completely. Emily, you think you know it? Can you start over? Because I couldn't hear you. We may have to come back to it later. Nobody knows it. David, what do you got? And where is it found? All right, 200 points for the green team. All right, very good. Well, we are racking up some points. Later, we're going to see if green team does indeed have that $1 million bill they were talking about when it comes time for the offering. We're going to have to see. But for now, we're going to do one more verse, and then we'll get Mr. Ben up here. We're going to see that second verse. Is there someone on the orange team that knows that second verse? The verse we did, it's not Psalm. It's not the verse we just learned. It's the other verse we reviewed already. Titus, take a shot at it. Give them a chance to think. You want to send it to a teammate? Give them a chance. Pass it to a teammate. Eddie, do you know? All right, you got it correct. 200 points for the ocean. All right, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Bennett this time. But remember, I am watching. Last night it was so close, I couldn't even award points to the team that was sitting better. But tonight, there will be a winner.
Hello. I love God, I love this Bible, and I love you. And I'm so excited again to open up the Bible and share one of the incredible truths that God has for every single one of you. So, very first night we talked about how God made it all the small. Big and the small. Let's try it one more time. God made it all the big and the small. That's right. And the beginning of life and how God intentionally made life. But even more importantly, He made man, men and women, different. He made them in His image. Last night we talked about, okay, well, if God made us on purpose, what is, do we see evidence? Is there things in the human body that show that God intentionally designed your body to function and to live? And so we saw some things about the nose and some things about the mouth and some things about the bones. And what was something that you just were like, wow, that's so amazing? Anyone have something like that? We'll go with the girl in the pink shirt, third row. Nothing was interesting last night. All right. You want to bounce it to a teammate? How about a sister? Sure. Right up here. Front row. Tie-dye. The bones. Stronger than concrete? Yes. Yes, the bones are stronger than concrete. Very, very cool. Absolutely. Well, tonight I want to talk about the value of life. You see, if God made us in His image and God intentionally designed us and our bodies to function for His praise and His glory, then that means that every single one of you has value. You're made with worth. How many of you have ever made something that you put a lot of time and energy and effort into? How many of you have ever had an experience where what you put a lot of time and energy and effort into was destroyed? How did you feel? Were you super excited? Were you just like, yes, it got destroyed. This is wonderful. No, you were heartbroken and crushed. So we want to talk tonight about how God has made you on purpose, for a purpose, and therefore you have value. But to God put this on display, how much He values you in a very, very special way. A lot of times we just think about what I'm about to talk about just that one time of year, right at the end of the year, and usually it's surrounded by songs of winter, and it's songs about certain things, and trees, and presents, and does anyone know what time of year I'm talking about? Girl in the pink. Christmas! What do we celebrate on Christmas? Boy in the red and gray shirt. Yep, you. Jesus! And something incredible about Jesus. God sent His only Son to earth. Now, at first, when you say that, it's like, okay, well, what does it mean God has a Son? Well, we're trying to describe something that we can't really explain. And it's something we take by faith, but the Bible tells us that God, Jesus, is fully God and fully man. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Excuse me, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, what did we say on day one? Who made all things? Girl in the very front, black shirt. Yeah. God made all things. Well, now John tells us that this Word that was God and was with God made all things. So we know that the Word is God. A little bit later in verse 14, the Bible makes it clear. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so the Bible declares that Jesus is fully God. So that means that this incredible, powerful, infinite Creator limited Himself to become a baby. How many of you have recently seen a baby or a really small kid, like less than a year old or definitely less than 2 years old? Are they like really strong? When you look at a little baby, you're like, wow, that baby could like make worlds. That baby could like stretch out the universe and create stars, and that baby could command lions to shut their mouths and fire not to hurt anybody. No, that's not what we think. When we see a little baby, you know what happens when people see my little baby? They're like, oh, she's so cute. And they talk about her tiny little toes and her tiny little fingers and her tiny little nose. But we think of small, but God limited Himself to be wrapped in human flesh to show the value He places on you. God sent His only Son to earth. Well, not everyone was very... Well, I got too excited and ahead of myself. So there was two responses that people had when Jesus came to earth. And interesting enough, it's the same two responses people have when you declare the Bible truth that Jesus is God and He came to earth. And the first one is, some people rejoiced. It was exciting. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, the Bible tells us about a certain group of men. These are actually some of my favorite characters in the Nativity story. And they are the shepherds. And I won't read the whole passage, but I will go to verse 14. No, wrong. Yes, verse 16 and verse 17. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They rejoiced. They were excited. They were thrilled that God was fulfilling His promise to send a Savior. That God had come and God was now ready to do something incredible in this world. But they weren't the only ones that were excited. There was another group, and we find them in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2 is where we first really get to know them. But they traveled from the east, and so they came... Excuse me. So they came from the east, and they, a few years after the birth of Jesus Christ, they come, they finally arrived, and they brought gifts to Jesus Christ. We find this out in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 10. And the Bible tells us, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Does that sound excited? How many of you have ever you woke up on Christmas morning, and you had been subtly hinting over and over and over and over again what it was you wanted for Christmas, And you run downstairs and you look and you got the thing you were wanting for and you had exceeding great joy. Anyone experience that? Good. That's a great feeling, isn't it? Absolutely. And so they were rejoicing with exceeding great joy. And so they came to the house where the young child was, the Bible tells us. And they gave him gifts and they worshipped him. So why would these men, grown men, powerful men, influential men, come and worship this young child? Because this child was God. This child was special. This child was putting on display the love of God. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world, and that means all of the people in the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. God demonstrates his love of the value of every single person by Jesus Christ coming, God taking on flesh. But you remember what I said? I said there was two responses. There was a response of joy and rejoicing. But there was also rejecting. So that right there is a picture of a statue of a man named Herod the Great. Herod the Great ruled over the region that we now call Israel or Palestine, depending on your perspective. From about 39 B.C., some say 37 B.C., to either 4 B.C. or 1 B.C., again, there's debates about exactly the time of his reign. And he was known for being very aggressive, very mean. You actually didn't want to get too close to him because he could make your life very, very miserable. But he ruled during the time when Jesus Christ was born in that region of the world. The Bible tells us that the men from the east that were seeking to find Jesus came first to the city of Jerusalem where Herod was. And Herod had discussions with them and he pretended he wanted to know where Jesus was for a good reason, that he could go and worship Jesus too. But because the Bible is historical, accurate records, there are some things in the Bible that it tells us that are very sad. And the Bible tells us that these men that came from the east, that came and worshiped Jesus Christ, that were exceedingly joyful, they went back home and they didn't tell Herod where Jesus was because God had told them that Herod wanted to destroy and kill Jesus. Well, Herod, was he a nice guy or a mean guy? Really mean. And the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 2, verse 16, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth. Okay, it's not just he was mildly upset. It wasn't like he just sat at the dinner table and was like, I can't believe those guys left without telling me. No, he was really, really mad. How many of you have ever seen someone that was really, really mad? Like so mad that it scared you. And so what did he do? Do people tend to do good things when they are really, really mad? No. And the Bible tells us that he sent forth and slew, killed all of the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under. So that means that he commanded his soldiers, the people that were under his authority, to go to the city of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, and to the whole region around, and kill every male child from 2 years old and younger, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Did he demonstrate that he valued life? Did he demonstrate that he cared about what God cares about? No. He didn't at all. In rejecting Jesus and rejecting God's demonstration of love, demonstration of how much he values every single individual, he then defaulted to focusing on himself and what would serve himself and what was best for himself, and he didn't care about other people. He killed, he murdered innocent children because he rejected everything that Jesus stood for. We know that's wrong, right? We know that murder is wrong. We know that killing, especially something innocent, is wrong. But does the Bible talk about it in a way that we can understand? And is it just some social construct, just some as a group we decide, you know, it's not really good to kill each other because then we'd all end up dead? Is that the only reason? Well, no, the Bible tells us something very, very important. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, God gives to Noah a very clear command. And he says, whoso sheddeth man's blood, or who takes innocent life, who kills innocent life, by man shall his blood be shed. God says, I'm giving permission and I'm giving responsibility. If an individual kills another person, murders that other person, they should be killed as well. Well, why? Why is this such a big deal? Why is this so important to God? Because God says, for in the image of God made he man. Because you are made in God's image, God values you. And God values how you interact and treat others. In college, I remember kind of struggling with this when I was a kid in my teen years. I mean, I understood the general idea. But a teacher illustrated in a really helpful way, and I want to share that with you. So, why does it matter to God that, and why does he relate so strongly the importance of how I treat you to you being made in his image? Well, let's give an illustration. Let's say you come over to my house. And you come over to my house, and I've invited you over for dinner. I've invited you over for macaroni and cheese. How many of you like macaroni and cheese? Okay, so you guys, not all of you. I can't feed all of you. And my house isn't that big. So a few of you get invited over, and one of you comes in, and you see this blank piece of paper, and you pull out a red marker, and you walk over to the piece of paper, and you scribble all over it. Okay, a little weird. You know, not usually what is normally done by a guest when you walk into someone's house and see a blank sheet of paper. But I'm not going to, like, you know, freak out about it too much. You know, you'll probably still be invited back as long as you just did it on the piece of paper and not, like, a wall or something. That would be a problem. But let's say that you walk into my house and you see a picture of me and my family. Now, my little girl, my beautiful wife. And you look at that, and you walk over to that picture of my family, and you take out your red pen, and you scribble all over that. Well, that's interesting. You all did a very different response to someone scribbling on a picture of my family than you did a piece of paper. Why? That's not my family. I mean, you didn't walk up to my little girl with a red pen and go... All it was a picture. It was just an image. It was a picture and an image of something that was really important. It represents things of great value. And when God says, I made man in my image after my likeness, both male and female, I place great value and great importance upon the image bearers. And when someone disrespects that, that is not a good thing. And God takes that very, very, very serious. It's interesting, if you look at historical records, Herod died a miserable death. And I'm not going to say all the reasons why, but God seems to take it very, very, very serious. And God takes it very, very serious how you and I treat other people. In fact, most of the law of the Old Testament in Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy is dealing with God saying, hey, because you represent me, you are supposed to treat one another in a very different, special way. You're not supposed to curse the deaf, even though they can't hear you. You're not supposed to put something that would trip a blind person, even though they can't see it. You're supposed to treat each other in a distinct, different, special way. Why? Because you represent me, and you are made in my image. And God cares about every single one of you. Because you are made in the image of God. But I want you to think about something. If God cares about how others treat me, then that also means God cares about how you treat others. How should you change how we treat others? Because every person, even my siblings, even the person I don't like so much, even the person that's weird, is made in the image of God. God takes it serious. God takes it as something important. How you and I treat others. And God takes it very, very serious. And you and I should be thinking through, okay, we want to praise God. We want to live for God. We want to honor God. We want to serve God. We want to glorify God. You know one of the clearest ways that we glorify God? By how we treat other people that are made in His image. So think. Question to ponder tonight. Is there anything in my life, anything in my behavior, anything in my attitude that needs to change how I treat others? Because every person is made in the image of God. I want you to bow your heads, close your eyes. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that you care about every single person, that you care about life. And Lord, we are made in your image. So Lord, help us recall that. Help us remember that. But Lord, help us remember that others are made in your image as well. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what you've taught us. And we pray that you be magnified. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, everybody say thank you, Mr. Ben. All right, we're going to do some review questions. We're going to do a cheer competition. We're going to find out who won the offering. But first, we need to give 300 more points for a visitor. 300 more points to the orange team for another visitor. The longer the night goes on, Green, the more visitors orange is bringing. So y'all better, I don't know, if you still have some friends, you can get on the phone and get here. I don't know. They just keep showing up for the orange team. So pretty exciting. Miss Lauren might have to give me a mid-rally a point update in a moment. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to do some review, and then we'll give you a chance to cheer, see who's going to win the offering, all of those exciting things. 4 points. Let's see who can say our theme verse. Not someone who already said a verse. It has to be someone who didn't say a verse yet. You think you get it this time? Try it. Our theme verse, our main verse, the one we're saying all week. It was so close, so very close, and I appreciate it. Give her a hand anyway. She did a really good job. Very close. All right, we're going to give it a chance to bounce over to Green. Green, somebody here that knows? Emily, have you already said a verse this week? No? Okay. All right, try it, Emily. Start again. Let's see if somebody can say the other verse. We had a little bit of trouble with this. The other verse. Not the verse we learned tonight yet, but the other verse. You know it, Naomi? so close. You were like a word or two off. Let's see. Yomar, did you already say one? I think you already said a verse tonight. Let's see. Natalie, you want to give it a try? You were one word off. Have you said one tonight, David? Have you said one tonight already? I don't remember. Riley, you think you got it? One word, if you can find the one word your sister was missing. You can start over, that's fine. You want to try it, Jubilee? All right, 200 points for the green team. All right, and this is for either side for 200 points. Let's see if you can come up with it. Tonight's verse. Oh, this one's hard. You probably don't know it yet, but let's see if there's somebody who knows it. Not sure. You think you know it this time? Tonight's verse? I'll help you with the reference. It starts with Luke. I'll help you with that. So if you know that. If you don't know that, you probably don't know the verse. So do you know Luke, where it's found? Nope, it's not there. Anybody on the green team? I don't know. Let's try saying it together. We'll put it up. We'll practice it one more time together. It is in Luke 6:31. Say that. Luke 6:31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke 6:31. Now some of you are like, oh, I know it now. No, I'm not going to tell it to you now. I might have to give you a chance later. In the meantime, let's ask some review questions. Miss Lauren, do you have an update on points for me? Well, don't tell it to me. You're going to have to give me a tear off the slip or something so that I can see it. I'm not going to tell it to everyone yet. But if you have that for me, you can bring that up to me in just a moment. We're going to do some review questions. I want to see how we're doing on points for tonight. But let's do some review questions. Mr. Ben was teaching tonight that what? What was the theme we learned? That our big overall theme? Somebody know this isn't for points. Jonathan, what is it? Yep, to respect life and the value of life, that life is valuable, right? And so let's go with our first question. Who should we start with? Who did we start with last time? I don't remember. I don't know. We'll start with the orange team. Okay, and then we'll end with the green team. Orange team. You don't know what the answer is. I haven't even asked the question. Here we go. All right. Who was the bad guy that tried to kill Jesus? This is for 150 points. Jonathan's brother. Can't remember your name. Herod. Yes. King Herod. Very good. 150 points for the orange team. Now, let's go to the green team. Should I ask them what DNA stands for? No. Okay. Green team, here's a tricky question for you. No, I'm not going to ask you that question. Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to have to save it for later. A little trickier question. Green team. Mr. Ben didn't cover this, but when people do slavery, when people own other people, is this God's design for how we should live? Raylan, what do you think? No, because that's not honoring the value that God puts on human life, right? So 150 points for the green team. All right. Orange team, besides bullying or hitting or kicking or scratching or punching, okay, you can't use any of those. Nothing where it's hitting someone or hurting them in some way. Besides those, name something that is not showing kindness and not showing God's value on human life. Middle row there, a pink shirt in the middle of all the orange shirts. Yes, you. What's something that does not show kindness, that isn't pinching, biting, scratching, punching, or bullying? Do you know? Murder, sure. All right, we'll go with murder. 150 points for the orange team. That's definitely not showing kindness. I didn't expect that one, but that's I'm glad we know that. Okay, coming back over to the green team. Every person is what? And every person is, we should treat people kindly because every person is something. Black Adidas shirt. You. Okay, there's another phrase I'm looking for. Omar, do you know what it is? Made in God's image. Very good. 150 points for the green team. All right, some folks were paying attention. Speaking of paying attention, y'all, you all are very good at paying attention. So I had to watch so closely. A couple people kept looking at me like, why are you looking at me? It's like, well, I told you I was going to be watching and paying attention. People are like looking around like, is something wrong? No, I was watching to see if you're paying attention. Now, I didn't let one child on any team take away because, you know, every team's going to have one child. So I had to watch and make sure that there were, like, more than one. I was watching all of you. But I have to say, I was watching very closely, as some of you noticed. Some of you didn't, because you were paying such good attention, you didn't even notice that I was watching. But I had to choose one. Because it's not fair just to say, oh, you both did a good job. No, there had to be one. There was a winner. And the winner was the, drum roll please, for 300 points for the best behaved team, it was the orange team! All right, very good. Are we ready to do our cheer competition? For 300 points, the team with the best cheer will start with the... Who wants to go first? I see more green hands. Go ahead, green team. Let's hear from the green team. I go with volume. I go with participation. And can I understand what's being said? And do they know what's being said? Good job, green team. Let's go with orange team. Let's see what you got. Put it all on the line. It's participation and volume. Let's see. This is tough. Y'all make it really hard. Should I have you do it again? Let's do it again. Green. You can do the same one. You can do a different one. I'm seeing some signs. There's some things that are kind of leading me in one direction, but I got to really nail it because I got to see who's the most involved, the most excited, the loudest. Here we go. Let's see.
Yeah.
All right, before I tell you who won that, I'm going to tell you what the scores are up till now. The cumulative scores for the week up till now, okay? I'm going to give you the green team's total so far, all the points that have been made this week up till now. The green team has 5,250 points. Huge for the green team! The green team has 5,250 points. What do you think the orange team has? No. The orange team has 5,600 points. Now, this doesn't include the cheering contest. This doesn't include the offering. So, but tonight, so far, the green team has 500 points they've earned, and the orange team has earned 1,400 points. So I will get a more detailed breakdown later, but that is what I have so far. Now, I need to announce the results of the cheering contest, and I based it on both cheers, okay? And I watched participation. The team that's going to win it had a little bit better participation. I watched enthusiasm. The team that's going to win it had a little bit better participation. And the team that lost had a little more volume. But the team that won two out of three categories with the better participation, the better enthusiasm, is the orange team! 300 points for the orange team, and now we need to find out about our offering. So team captains, if you guys would go get that taken care of, go get that offering, get your buckets, get your scale. They're going to do that, and we're going to find out who won the offering tonight and then what our scores are after that. All right. Is there anything in those buckets? They look... Okay. There was more money than came in than we had moolah. But don't worry. It's all counted. We'll make sure the right team wins. Don't worry about it. Ready? We ready? Are we set? Do you want to know who won the offering tonight for 1,000 points? It is the... Let it go. Is it going to go? Oh. Didn't go down. Well, it's the green team! Alright, you can take them away. There was so much money given to Missions Moolah tonight that they couldn't even fit it all in the bucket, so they had to keep reusing it. But the green team came in with $413. That's here for the green team! And also for the orange team, $311. That's here for the orange team! So 1,000 points for the green team. If I'm doing my math correctly, we're pretty close for tonight, right? That brings us pretty close to being neck and neck for tonight. So, we're going to have to see if we can... You'll have to get me a total in a moment, but I think we may need to give a few more opportunities to get some points so that we can find out who the winner of the third night of Zoomerang is going to be. Who do you think it's going to be? All right. Should I give some... Should I get... You think I should do... I don't know if I should do that. Maybe I should do something else. Let's see. Let's see what I have. I should have had some tiebreakers. I don't know if I prepared any tiebreakers. All right. For 200 points, you have to tell me both the phrase and the meaning of it. The phrase and the meaning of it that I taught you all tonight. It wasn't Barbie. It wasn't Blokes and Sheilas. It wasn't Good Day. I taught you another phrase, and I explained the meaning of it. Let's see. Did I say 200 points? I think I said 200 points. For 200 points, what is the phrase and the meaning of it that I taught you? It's an Australian phrase. It's two words. It's the phrase and the meaning. Workers don't help them. Let's see. Anybody know? Do you know what it is, Naomi? Nope, not Good Day. What do you think it is, Raylan? Not Barbie, not Blokes and Sheilas. You think you know, Giovanni? No. Anybody in the orange team know? What is it? It's two words. It's blank, blank. And it means something that is... Eli, do you know? And what does it mean? If I say something is spare dinkum, that means what? You have to know what it means too. Remember I said if your friend tells you they're going to come and then they say fair dinkum, what does that mean? No? You can't. Let's see if you can remember. For sure, 200 points for the orange team! All right. And he didn't know that beforehand. I just busted that out right now in the evening of VBS. Okay. Now, do we have an update on where we are, Miss Lauren? All right, she's going to run me an update of where we stand. We're going to find out where our point totals stand. Then we're going to have another guest. There's a guy who keeps showing up. I don't know who invited him. I don't know where he lives. I don't know what's going on. Do you want to run us a point total real quick? And then we'll see if that doctor, whatever his name is. I think it's Dr. Foot or, you know, something like that. Dr. Shu. All right, our updated point totals for tonight. Green with 6550 and orange with 6700 leading as the orange team. All right, there's a few more chances in the drama, I do believe, to get some more points. So sit up straight and tall, listen, and let's watch, see what happens.
Dum 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 d What? No! That was supposed to be my platypus warrior. It's tiny. Night vision activate. Night vision activate with sound. Alas. This is a platypus. Slide. This is a baby platypus. A koala? How did I make a koala instead of a platypus warrior? No! Slide, I must tell you about the koalas. Yes, these are koalas, not platypuses. Thank you for changing that, minion. Slide. A koala, this is very important. A koala is a marsupial. Let's say that together. It's Mars plus soup plus eels. So let's try it. Mars soup eels. Do you know why they're called marsupials? Slide. They're from Mars. Koalas are my worst enemy. They're from Mars. All marsupials are from Mars, see? And I want to invade Mars with my platypus warriors. But instead, I made a tiny koala. Slide. There are all manner of marsupials, and they're evil. There's the sugar glider. There's the Tasmanian devil. There's the... I can't read any of that. Slide. Ah, yes. Let me tell you about the koala. The koala is evil because it eats eucalyptus leaves. I'm glad you asked. It's evil because eucalyptus leaves are poisonous. And only a koala that is evil can ingest poison and live. Slide. Yes. Quite. Koalas also are evil because they do not have to drink water. They get all the poison, I mean water, from their eucalyptus leaves that they eat. This is more evidence that they are pure evil. Slide. Yes. They claim to sleep for 20 hours a day. Have you ever seen a koala sleeping? They sleep for so long, 20 hours, they're not sleeping. They say they're sleeping, but they're not. Do you know what they are? They're dead. They're only claiming to be alive. Be quiet. Slide. Only something evil has two thumbs. Hello? Look. It's got two thumbs. It's from Mars. It's a marsupial. Don't you understand? Slide. My solution.
Okay. I had enough. They're not evil. They're not from Mars. They're not matter of soup or ill. None of it. They're made by God. And why most of what you said is true. They're not evil. They're not from Mars. You're lying. You can't lie to these kids. So go away. Liars, go away. Come on now. Let's go. Take your lies. Pack it up. And your small koala marsupial thingy.
I will have revenge on you.
Sorry about that, guys. And all those lies. It was made by God. It was designed by God. It shows incredible intelligence and variety because God cares about making things that show His glory. I think he's gone now, Pastor Ed. If you want to come up and introduce the next thing, we really appreciate that.
We didn't even get to say goodbye, Dr. Scholes, everybody. Goodbye, Dr. Scholes. I think maybe his goggles were on a little too tight. Maybe we'll have to sit him down and explain some things to him because I think he's a little bit confused. But maybe he'll come back tomorrow. Maybe he'll be a little more accurate and he won't be trying to attack critters that are not from Mars. God did make them, and marsupials are a wonderful example of God's design, of how God cares for everything. Well, should we just end the night right there? Is there something else you wanted to see?
Yeah.
More jokes?
No.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. Well, let's see maybe if they have another episode of the Zoomerang Game Show.
Oh, good morning, Jen.
I'm so glad you came in this morning. I really wanted to apologize for what happened yesterday.
Oh, you mean the big smackdown, hey? Thanks for reminding me how sore I am.
Oh. I am so sorry.
It's okay, you didn't do anything.
Well, Kara is my responsibility, and I wasn't watching her closely enough.
That was Kara? And Kara thought it was a freight train. Goodness, that girl's got a hard head. Hey. It's okay, no broken bones, no blood, no concussion that I know of, but it's all good.
Well, I just appreciate you being so kind about it all.
You're the one being kind about this.
Me?
Let me guess. Kara's been making some poor life choices and kind of hanging around the wrong crowd. You being her aunt, you love her, and so you bring her here, give her some responsibility, surround her by some positive influence and such. Am I right?
Yeah.
See, that's what I call being kind.
It's not working, though.
Yeah, you don't know that.
It's been a disaster since she started here.
Did you expect it to be easy, though?
I don't even know what I expected.
Well, whatever you do, don't give up on her, because she needs you, whether she realizes it or not.
Thanks. I really needed to hear that today.
Oh, you're welcome. But, hey, I gotta go get ready for the show,
okay.
But I'll be praying for you, Jen.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. I finished my chores. Now can I go out and play?
Very funny. Did you get everything down on the list I asked you to?
Kind of. But anyways, now what?
Well, why don't you just stay on stage here, and I'll send out Alex and Steven, and you can keep them company for a little bit.
The Brainiacs? Yeah. Oh boy, can't wait. Maybe we'll break out a chessboard, or better yet, read the dictionary together. Yay.
Just be nice, make them feel welcome. I'll be back out when it's showtime. You can do this.
How to entertain Albert Einstein. Nothing. Oh, and what do we have here? The questions for the game show. Seems a bit careless leaving them out here in the open, unprotected. I wonder what would happen if someone just removed a couple cards or mixed them all up. Should I or shouldn't I? That is the question.
You insult my intelligence. Just spell it. Fine. Conceited. C-O-N-C-E-I-T-E-D.
Conceited. Figured you know how to spell that one.
A spelling bee, of course. How didn't I think of that?
Think of what?
Oh, nothing. Just pretend I'm not here.
No, really. Give me a hard one like chrysanthemum.
Nah, I don't feel like spelling anymore.
Okay, well then, how about the U.S. presidents?
Not really interested.
Save the capitals?
Nope. I'd rather read.
Okay, fine then. So, how about you?
Me? You must be joking.
No, really. Let's test your knowledge. What are two things you never eat for breakfast?
I don't know. What are two things I can never eat for breakfast?
Lunch and dinner.
Wow. You are so hilarious.
Oh, I got another one. What word is spelled incorrectly in every single dictionary?
I give up.
Incorrectly, of course. Get it? Because it's spelled like...
No, yeah, I get it. Is he always this annoying?
Only when he's awake.
Wait. Now it's my turn.
Would you like to go?
Yes, but this isn't going to be a question or a riddle. It's more like an experiment. I'll be right back.
Well, this should be fun. I love experiments.
I've been wanting to do this for so long. Okay, for this experiment, you have to stand right there with your hands out, chest high, and palms up. Now, step one, we're going to add these weights to your hands like so. Very good. Now, we're going to add... let's see. Whipped cream on this plate. Okay. You're doing very good, by the way.
Well, what did you expect?
Okay, now for step three. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Wait a second. I see where this All right. is going.
Alright, come on, Einstein.
This is really good, by the way. Dairy and gluten-free.
You know, it's easy to be annoyed by others, but I need to remember that we're all made in God's image and that we need to treat everyone with kindness and respect.
test your knowledge. I'm your host, Darcy Martin, and we are in the midst of a week-long challenge with these two contestants. You know how it goes? In round one, the contestants will be asked a series of questions. Then in round two, additional players from our studio audience will be chosen to come up here and ask more questions for points for their teams. And then round three will be the double bonus questions. But before we continue, let's talk with our players a little bit. Okay, let's start with you this time, Stephen. Okay, you got 2 days under the belt for the show. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, it's easier than I expected.
Oh, I take that as a challenge. Okay, we'll stick with that. Alex, what do you think?
Well, I'm having a great time.
Good. And do you think the questions are too easy or anything?
No, I think they're just right.
That's the answer I want to hear. Okay, with that, let's start with Zoomerang for question one for 1,000 points. Okay, about how many beaches are there in Australia? Alex.
I know there's a lot, so I'm going to say 5,000.
That is incorrect, I'm afraid. Stephen, you got a guess?
It's probably less than 5,000, so I'm going to say 2,500.
That is also incorrect. There are actually over 10,000 beaches in Australia, which is more than any other place in the world. In fact, if you were to visit a new beach every day, it would take you more than 27 years to see them all. Okay, next question. What do Australians call candy? Brekkie, lollies, or sunnies? Alex.
Lollies.
That is correct. And do you know the other two?
Sure. Brekkie is for breakfast, and sunnies are for sunglasses.
That is correct. God, I love that Aussie slang. Okay, question three. In what book of the Bible is the account of Jesus' birth found? Stephen.
Luke.
That is correct. And it's also found in Matthew. Okay, question four. Which person in the account of Jesus' birth didn't value human life? Stephen.
King Herod.
That is correct. He wanted to destroy Jesus at all costs, but obviously he didn't get to do that. Okay, question five. How did the wise men know not to return to King Herod and tell him where baby Jesus was? Alex.
God warned them in a dream.
That is correct. God may not talk to us in dreams a lot nowadays, but it's always wise to obey questions. Okay, and with that, that's the end of round two, and it looks like, looking at our scores, we've got another tie. Alex and Stephen both have 2,000, so let's give them a round of applause. Okay, and you know what time it is? It is time for round two, which means our contestants from the studio audience, you get to come on up and join us up here. Okay, we got some of the green team. There we go. You want to join Alex over here and Stephen? Okay. We got one more contestant. Okay, come on up here. There we go. You want to follow him back there? Okay, great job. Well, y'all know that this is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to give you a question, and then I'm going to give you three possible answers. You can either do number one, number two, or number three. And then your fellow contestants up here, they can help you by holding up one, two, or three fingers. Just don't shout out the answer, okay? Okay, here's the question. You ready? Ready? Over here? Green? Okay, over here? There we go. When did Jesus come to earth? When Jesus came to earth, what ways did people respond? One, rejoice. Two, reject. Three, all of these. Let's see what your teammates say. Okay, in three, two, one, let's show your answers. Three, very nice. Here we go. Great job. That's 150 points to each team. Okay, question two. We should value life primarily because, one, we should be kind, two, every person is made in God's image. Or three, it's important to care about people like us. Okay, let's see what the contestants say. And three, two, one, let's show it. Two, very nice! You are doing a great job getting all those points. Okay, here's question three. Who is more valuable to God? One, a healthy 20-year-old. Two, a sickly 90-year-old. Or three, both are valuable. Okay, let's see what your teammates say. And let's see what you say. Three, two, one. Three, very nice. That is a great job. All of us are valuable, no matter how old or young we are. Okay, now it's time for question four. Which of these is not an example of valuing others? One, buying someone a meal. Two, bullying someone. Or three, saying hello to a sales clerk. Okay, let's see what they say here. And three, two, one, let's see what your answers are. Two, very good. Another 150 points for both teams. You guys are on fire. Okay, here's question five. What age and younger did Herod, King Herod, command to be killed when he was searching for Jesus? One, 5 years and younger. Two, 1 year and younger. Or three, 2 years and younger. Okay, let's see what your teammates say. We'll give you a second. And three, two, one, let's see what you say. Three and three, very good! Okay, and now it is time for the double bonus questions, which means if you get this right, it would be 300 points for your team, okay? Let's see what it is. And as you wish what that others would do to you, do to them. What is this called? One, the greatest commandment. Two, the perfect proverb. Or three, the golden rule. Okay, let's see what your teammates say. And we'll give you a second now in three, two, one. Three, very nice! That is 300 points to both teams. And from here, you guys can go and join your teammates. And thank you for playing Boomerang. Great job, everyone! We'll see you tomorrow for the fun.
Huh? What do you think's gonna happen tonight? There were some exciting things that happened in the game show tonight. I think there may be some more things that'll happen tomorrow. I just think. I may know. But I think there's going to be some things, so you don't want to miss it tomorrow night. We'll have to see if Dr. Scholes gets straightened out. We'll have to see if I have any good jokes. We'll have to see if there's any good trivia. We'll have to see what happens in the game show. Is Steven or Alex? You guys think Steven's going to take it? You guys think Alex is going to take it? Who do you think is going to take it? We'll have to see who the ultimate winner is. You'll have to come back every night. How many of you have already colored a boomerang for Zoomerang? Let me see. How many of you have not colored a boomerang for Zoomerang? All right. You can get one tonight and take it home with you. We're going to announce the winner for the night in just a moment. I think they're getting the points up there. They'll give me a thumbs up when they have the points all tallied and ready to go. So in the meantime, we'll kill time. I mean, invest time. We will invest time. Let's review our motto for the week. What's our motto for the whole week? Let me see if you say it. One, two, three. God values life. Our first night's theme was God made me. Say that with me. God made me. Our second night's theme was I am made with amazing design. Say that with me. I am made with amazing design. Then tonight we learned I should respect life. Say that with me. I should respect life. all life that God made is worthy of respect. And tomorrow night, we'll learn more about that. They are working on tallying those points. This has been such an incredibly point-filled night. Do we have time for a cheer while we wait? All right. Let's do a simultaneous cheer. We haven't done this yet. Green team's going to cheer, and orange team's going to cheer at the same time. All right, here we go. Ready? Let's see what we can do. Ready? All right, we'll have to start together. You guys ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Which team is going to have a voice left over tomorrow? That was impressive. All I could hear in there was something about a $1 million potato chip. That's all I could make out of it. So that was pretty impressive. I like potato chips, but not $1 million potato chips. All right. They are working up there. Do we have these points tallied? All right. We have... All right, that is all from tonight, folks. That is a lot of points, and that brings us cumulatively for the week. Do we have the cumulative for the whole week? There we go. Oh, wow. It doesn't get any closer than that, folks. I couldn't have planned it any better if I had wanted to. So, we got to come back. Night four, and then so tomorrow night, and then on Sunday. So we'll be meeting tomorrow night, then we won't be meeting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What days won't we be meeting? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But then on Sunday, again, we'll have our final evening. So you need to come. Green team, do y'all have any friends? I'd like to see it. Orange team, apparently you all have friends. Maybe y'all need to get some more friends. We're going to need 300 points a shot per person that you bring, per image bearer that you bring with you that has not been here. So that'll be good. We'll look forward to seeing you. Since the orange team was our winner tonight, I think there may be a prize. Is there a prize for our orange team? Miss Kyra's going to come and give it to them. Very good. And then once the parents come and get you, you can get your prize bags and you can prepare to go home while they are passing out the prizes. Oh, there we go. We'll give you just a moment. I think we'll sing in just a moment again. So we'll just wait. We're going to sing before we dismiss. As soon as we get these passed out, as soon as these are passed out, if you'd stay in your seat, we're going to sing, and then we'll be dismissed, okay? I should have had the singing first. All right, once you get your stuff, sit down or stand. That's fine. Singers, come on up here. My singer helpers, Samantha's going to join us. Come on, Samantha. No, you're not going to join us? Okay. All right, singers, come on up here. We'll sing one more time, and then we'll be dismissed, all right? If I can get my... song helpers here. Got one more coming to the platform. Here we go. Ready? Stand and we'll sing Made in God's Image.
What's the mighty God made man in his own image for? After he made everything with his words. And so Adam was fashioned first. Then God made the woman too. They forgot joy, but they went their own way.
All right. right, great. You can have a seat. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and dismiss the parents to come and get you. And then you can go out to the side, get your goodie bag as you go. You can pick up a coloring boomerang if you need to. Put your name on it. Bring it back tomorrow night, and we will judge them for Sunday. Thank you, and parents, come and get your young people.